Podcast 101, The Four Loves. The Gospel reading for today's podcast is John chapter 15, verses 9 to 17. This week, the Gospel passage from John 15 is talking about love. As the Beatles would say on their song released in 1967, "All you need is love." But rather than commenting directly on the passage, I'm going to do more of an overview of the word love based on the book by C.S. Lewis, The Four Loves, published in 1960, the same decade as the Beatles rose to fame. This book is an analysis of the four Greek words for love. Greek has the advantage over English in this regard, in that there are four distinct and different words for the English word love. Today, love is overused and undervalued at the same time. We love everything from various foods to cars, from movies to retailers, from people to God himself. The four words Lewis analyzes in Greek are storge, which means affection, philia, which means friendship, eros, which is romantic or erotic love, and agape, God's unconditional love or charity. As we know, Scripture tells us that love is the highest attribute. Love is one of the key themes of the Bible, and Scripture verses about love are plentiful, including our Gospel reading today. The word love, or agape, appears 8 times in 4 verses. In all, the word love occurs 731 times in the Bible. The Apostle John, in his letter, attributes love as one of the characteristics of God. He says in 1 John 4, verses 7 and 8, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God, and whoever loves has been born of God and knows God. Anyone who does not love does not know God, because God is love." Paul also agrees with John about the primacy of love in the Christian life. He says in 1 Corinthians 13, verses 1 to 3, "If I speak in the tongues of men or angels, but do not have love, I am only a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal. If I have the gift of prophecy and can fathom all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have a faith that can move mountains, but do not have love, I am nothing. If I give all I possess to the poor and give over my body to hardship, that I may boast, but do not have love, I gain nothing." So let's look at the four types of love found in the Bible as analyzed by C.S. Lewis. This book that Lewis wrote is based on a radio series that he did with the BBC. Notice that Lewis does not disparage any of these loves or form them into a hierarchy of better or worse than each other. They are all part of God's plan and the human condition. Neither are these loves separate or self-contained in silos. They overlap and complement each other. Affection, or storge, is the first love that Lewis covers. It covers a range of loves, like love of animals, the care of a mother with a baby, and that's a beautiful picture of affection. So this kind of love can exist between man and animals, for example, with your pets, and also between different animals with each other. It relies on the expected and the familiar. Lewis describes it as humble. Affection almost slinks or seeps into our lives, he says. It lives with humble, undress, private things. Soft slippers, old clothes, old jokes, the thump of a sleepy dog's tail on the kitchen floor, the sound of a sewing machine. Affection can sit alongside other loves, and often does. It's the familiarity of the people with whom you are thrown together in the family, the college, the ship, the religious house, says Lewis. The affection for the people always around us, in the normal day-to-day of life, is the majority of the love we experience, even if we don't label it as such. The next kind of love that Lewis goes on to analyze is friendship, or philia. Philia contributes to many words in our English language. For example, the city in America, Philadelphia is the city of friendship. Friendship was much appreciated in the ancient world. To the ancients, friendship seemed the happiest and the most fully human of all loves, says Lewis, the crown of life and the school of virtue. The modern world, in comparison, ignores it. Perhaps, Lewis says, few value it because few experience it. However, Lewis thinks friendship is the closest resemblance to heaven, where we will be intertwined in our relationship. Lewis says, even if it were only an enthusiasm for dominoes or white mice, friendship must be about something. Those who have nothing can share nothing. Those who are going nowhere can have no fellow travellers. The third type of love that Lewis analyses is romantic or erotic love, eros. And this is what our current culture most commonly means when the word love is used. Sex may be a part of this love, but it is clearly possible to have sex without the element of romantic love being present. What Lewis is talking about here is not sex per se, more the experience of being in love. Different from friendship, lovers are always talking to one another about their love and are normally face to face, absorbed in each other, says Lewis. The danger in romantic love is to follow blindly after a feeling of passion. Then we celebrate the passion and think its absence means such love has died. Certainly, true romance is not so fickle. Spontaneously and without effort, we have fulfilled the law towards one person by loving our neighbour as ourselves. It is an image, a foretaste of what we must become to all if love himself rules us without a rival. There's a reason scripture teaches this bond of man and woman from Genesis onward is the picture of God's love for the world, Christ for his bride, the church. When the Beatles sang All You Need Is Love, it's this kind of romantic and erotic love that they were talking about. And finally, what Lewis calls charity, or God's unconditional love, the Greek word agape. And it's used 8 times in today's reading from John 15. This is the unconditional love of the Father given to us through his Son. Affection, friendship, and romantic love are each the training ground for charity to grow. It's also a rival to the 3 natural loves. Yet we are made to love and we are in want of it. If we play safe, we are not living out the gospel, but burying the coin in the ground, as the parable says. Lewis reminds us, there is no safe investment. To love at all is to be vulnerable. Love anything or anyone, and your heart will certainly be subject to sorrow and possibly be broken. If you want to make sure of keeping it intact, you must give your heart to no one, not even to an animal. Lock it up safe in the casket or coffin of your selfishness. But in that casket, safe, dark, motionless, airless, it will change. It will not be broken. It will become unbreakable, impenetrable, irredeemable. The only place outside heaven where you can be perfectly safe from all the dangers and distress of love is hell. The Simon and Garfunkel song, I Am a Rock, expresses this feeling. Hiding in my room, safe within my tomb, I touch no one and no one touches me. I am a rock, I am an island. And a rock feels no pain, and an island never cries. Lewis notes that if we decide that perhaps love is not worth the sorrow and pain, then we are being more pagan than Christian. In contrast, this unconditional agape love that is characteristic of God is wildly generous, abundant, and overflowing. The Father loved Jesus this way. And Jesus loved his disciples in this way. Jesus modeled this love in his relationship with his disciples. Jesus commands us to love each other this way. John 15:12-13 says, My command is this: love each other as I have loved you. This is a very big ask, given that the church has people in it we may find difficult to get along with, let alone love. But God can give us the grace to love the people in our community of faith, even the difficult people. It's not something we have to try and do on our own. To sum up, in his book, The Four Loves, C.S. Lewis starts with the 1 John assertion that God is love. He then unpacks the definition of love into four types, three natural types, friendship, and romantic love, and one supernatural type, agape, which he calls charity. Lewis argues that all these types overlap and come from God. If we are fortunate, we experience all four types of love as part of our life here on earth. Lewis also states clearly that the three natural loves are incomplete without that fourth type of love, the agape, the supernatural love, which is true love in a way that the other three are shadows of. The Beatles were absolutely correct when they sang, "All You Need Is Love." Love, which includes God's unconditional love, is really all we need.